Hey everybody, and welcome back to We the Haunted, episode 14. And today, we are going to be talking about the Edinburgh Castle, Edinburgh
Edinburgh.
Ca Edinburgh Cat. Yes, that.
Edinburgh.
And just to, b before we hop into it, for those who are on going to be watching this on my channel, I moved, so that's why the delay is here. That's why my background is different. I will explain all of that in its own video. But anyway, let's hop into it. Take it away. Oh wait, I'm Trevor Haunted Faith, and we also have.
Lily, the one and only. I was about to be like, hey, and welcome to We the Haunted. My name is Lily, the one and only. And we have here Trevor Haunted Faith. You done messed up the intro. It's okay. It's okay. It's been a long few weeks, guys.
That is a fucking understatement of the goddamn century.
Been a long few weeks. Started a new job. Working a lot of extra hours. Trevor's moved. It's just been
Same.
a lot. It's okay.
Yes.
It's all right. We're here
Yes.
for the ride.
We're here for the ride.
So today, guys, this is a me episode. I did the research on this, and I was gonna keep it a secret from Trevor because I want to start doing like surprises when we start recording, then we find out what we're doing, so it seems like a little more intriguing.
Yeah.
But then he guessed what I was doing right off the bat, so it was kind of like I couldn't keep it a secret.
I'm
I can't
sorry. I'm
do
just attracted to Edinburgh. Like
it.
it's such a fascinating. Like the second that you told me, you gave me a hint that it wasn't in the U.S. So then I'm
Yes.
like, all right. So then I read through, and the first one that came to mind was Edinburgh was like the best place ever. And then you're like, son of a bitch,
Son of a bitch.
I'm in.
Well, there is obvious reasons why I did Edinburgh Castle because Edinburgh Castle is located in Edinburgh, Scotland. So if nobody knows, I have a lot of Scottish heritage. I'm pretty sure it's my great great aunt is Scottish Irish and came from Scotland over to America. So I was like, I kind of have to do it. I kind of have to do a Scotland episode. I gotta go back to the motherland. I kind of
Yeah.
have to go back. I kind
You
of have
sound
to
like you're talking
do.
about Russia.
No, I'm gonna call Scotland the motherland.
Fuck yeah.
Russia can come after me, I guess.
Be careful what you wish for there.
Bum, bum, bum. If I'm a little quiet, guys, it's because my husband is working in the next room over, so I may not be as eccentric. I'm gonna have to try to keep it down, but I'm gonna do my best. So
She's not gonna keep it down.
I'm gonna try. It's very hard for me. I have a very loud voice. I really do try. I'm very everywhere. I'm what you call an extroverted introvert. Anyways, Edinburgh Castle's located in Edinburgh, Scotland. I always want
Yes.
to say Edinburgh.
Same.
If I say it accidentally, I'm sorry. I don't know what is properly pronounced. I heard both. So we'll just go from there. Maybe somebody from Scotland can tell me. So it stands on a place called Castle Rock, which was always a settlement, and it's been a settlement since the Iron Age. And just to put that in perspective, that is 1200 BC is the Iron Age.
I already love
Yeah, this place is metal. Metal. I
Brutal.
watched so many videos on this because I couldn't stop. Even though it was kind of the same information over and over and
Yeah.
over, I'd find new little pieces and I was like, this place is so fucking metal. It's so good. So, Castle Rock is actually a volcanic plug. That's, to put that in perspective, a volcanic plug is a rock that had formed on top of a active volcano. So it's like the magma inside of it kind of hardened up and became like its own little mountain instead of it being a volcano. That happened about 350 million years ago. So it's been a long time since it erupted, but some sources said it was still active and some sources said it wasn't anymore. I'm not 100% sure if it's still active or not, but I like to think that it is still active just to think about how metal that is. That people, the Scottish built this castle on top of this volcanic plug. I was like, that's just so awesome.
They reminds me of the Metalocalypse show when we were a kid.
Right? it's so cool. So, I think it's so cool, but it's so terrifying.
Yeah.
Like, think about, like, being in that castle, you're royal, and you're staying the night at the Edinburgh Castle, and all of a sudden you hear a and it gets really hot.
Imagine being a vampire in that castle.
Holy crap.
Yeah. Not like a blood sucking one, like an actual modern day like vampire. A
modern day vampire? Like, that'd be really cool.
Like a saber-tooth clan modern vampire, yeah.
That would be so cool. Yeah. I love vampires. We'll have to do a vampire episode. I'm sorry, guys.
Oh, hell. Okay. Oh, if we do a vampire episode, we're both taking the fucking lead on that one.
Oh yeah, we'll take okay, like
okay,
splits.
Okay.
Sorry for the tangent. Okay. Anyways, it stands at 443 feet for my European people and probably everybody else around the entire world because we're the only people who use feet because we're nuts. That is 135 meters. It's pretty tall. It's pretty big. It is above, that's above sea level, by the way. It's not like ground level. It's above sea level. It overlooks Edinburgh. So that's why it's called Edinburgh Castle. But it wasn't always called Edinburgh Castle. Before that, it was a castle. Castle Rock itself had seen a crap ton of people. It's been occupied for like 3,000 years.
Okay.
So people have been using Castle Rock, not just the castle, because the castle wasn't always there. Take away the castle. As long as it's been there, take it away. The place, Castle Rock itself, that the castle is built on, has always seen people on it for over 3,000 years.
Damn.
So it's a long time. So just a little before the castle was ever truly built, it's seen a lot of action and a lot of people,
yeah,
which we already know brings in a lot of activity.
Yes.
And with that being said, it's on top of a volcano.
The amount of earthly EMF that
you knew where I was going with it. The amount of energy,
yeah,
the amount of like chaos that could grab anything it can get, even if it isn't active anymore, it's still saturated in the ground. The earth, ground remembers crap. It remembers, I'm gonna say crap, it remembers shit, it remembers everything. Something so vast, and it's been seeing people, and I'll talk about the kind of people that were on it, and you'll understand why I think that way.
Eventually, we need to do a topic or an episode on stone tape theory.
Oh yes, we should.
Yeah,
we really should, because that's one that I'm like, yeah, I get it. I get it. But so since it's seen people for 3,000 years, over 3,000 years is what I should say, not just 3,000 years, it was discovered during the Iron Age. As I said, it was first discovered really by the Romans, who were traveling kind of around Europe at the time. So Romans, cool. Love the Romans. So when they got there, they kind of were kicked out a little bit. I couldn't ever get anything solid about what happened to the Romans that kind of settled there. But what I did find is that a Celtic tribe called Voltanini or Gododin. Built a fort on it called Eden's Hill Fort, or also called Din Eden, which is recited from a poem called The Gardenin. So.
Okay.
If I need, basically, the first ever really truly recorded thing about people settling on top of Castle Rock was Romans trading during that time, discovering it, and then a Celtic tribe taking settlement on it in a sort of way of a fort. So using their, like, their soldiers there. And then calling it Dinedin, or also known as Eden's Hill Fort. That's kind of what it, like, translates to. Okay. And it was found in a poem.
That's so cool.
So, like, it was like a recorded poem, like, of history. And I'm like, that is so metal. That is so metal. Ah, love it. So, in this poem, it mentions that for about a year, it was used as, like, a feasting place for, like, warriors before they went off to war, just to, you know, hype them up. It was definitely recorded down. Now, it could have been used more than that. I'm not really honestly sure. But what I did find was that it was definitely used before the War of Angles. So there was a war called on the Angles. So that, you know, people that we don't truly understand, you know, we don't know really what the Gododdins were besides what they recorded.
Does the Angles have anything to do with the Anglo-Saxons?
It might have. Okay. I probably should have researched into who the Angles were a little more.
Yeah, it's all good. You've done enough, I'm sure. Like, I'm just curious.
But the Gododdin tribe was about to go into war with the Angles, which was a bigger, from what I understood, was like a bigger tribe settlement, whatever okay. you want to call it, community. I'll say community. That's a good. That's a good word. They were about to go to war with them. they didn't win. They didn't win. The Angles beat their ass. Unfortunately. Who knows? I don't know what side I'm on. I could, I didn't get that deep into it as much as I probably could have. But lost my place, guys. I'm so sorry. So they didn't win. And the fort guys. I have to read off of my tiny phone. Give me just a second. Okay. So the fort was taken over by King Oswald of Angles.
Okay.
So he took it over. King Oswald of Bernica. I am sorry, not Angles. I'm telling you guys, I lost my place and I switched the two words because they're both in, like, the same in the same bullet, like, right on top of each other. His name is the King of King Oswald of Bernica in 640 AD.
Okay,
so we're getting to the AD now. This is where Edinburgh gets its name, borough meaning fortress. So the fortress is already there on Castle Rock now. King Oswald's like, fuck you guys. This shit's mine now. Then names it Edinburgh because it was already called Eden. Named it Edinburgh and borough meaning fortress. So now it's Edinburgh.
They have such cool names.
I know, it's so cool. I love it so much. So Edinburgh Castle was built somewhere in, like, the 11th century. So just think about that for a moment. How long
trust me, I will
think about it for days. So it was built around the 11th century. I couldn't really find a true reason why it was built, because there was a fortress. There's multiple buildings on Castle Rock, but collectively it's called Edinburgh Castle.
Okay.
So King Malcolm III Canmore, who reigned from 1058 to 1093, that was his reign. So he had, like, a decent while as king. He made residence in this castle with his wife Queen Margaret, who later actually died in the castle in 1093. So that was probably why he stopped being king for a while, because it was the same year he stopped his reign.
Gotcha.
But when that happened, fun fact, there is a chapel up there called Margaret's Chapel that was built in her honor, that he had built for her. I'm not really sure why, but it's very well known apparently in Scotland, especially in Edinburgh.
Okay.
So Saint Margaret's Chapel is because King Malcolm III of Canmore, his Queen Margaret, died, and he made it in her honor. Fun fact that I found.
Okay.
So
I wonder if he was a wife or something, like a loved one.
Do what?
The Margaret ruled to the king. I wonder if she was like a loved one or like a famous person to him or.
What did I just say? That's his wife. This Queen Margaret.
What the Bastion? they constructed the fucking thing.
King, I mean, and I may not be clear about that. I'm sorry, guys. King Malcolm III of Canmore is married to a woman named Margaret.
Margaret, okay.
Queen Margaret.
And she died
in the castle while they were taking residence there. Because kings and royalty always was in and out of the castle. So during this time of his reign, he was in the castle. And she died during his reign, his last year of reign. So he built a chapel called St. Margaret's Chapel in honor of his wife.
Okay, it probably just be a memoriam.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, immemorial for
her.
So it's called St. Margaret's Chapel. I probably should explain that a little better.
Because you said that she was his wife, and then you said, I don't know why he built it.
Well, there's not like a true
like documented reason,
because back in the not like a true document. Back then it could have been like anybody with a saint, usually they had done an event.
Gotcha. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
It was
gotcha
kind of one of those things, but also back in the day they would just kind of do that, especially if they were a queen. So instead of just it being like Queen Margaret's Chapel, St. Margaret's Chapel is a little better to say.
Gotcha.
I probably should explain that a little better.
You're fine.
Else was like, you're being really confusing as fuck. What are you saying?
No, I'm just dumb as shit.
No, I probably didn't explain it correctly. That is my bad. I'm reading
That's
off
my
the
fault.
Tiny phone.
That's my fault.
Okay. It's everybody's fault. Okay. Even our listeners, it's your fault. No, I'm just kidding. You guys are precious little angels, and I want to protect you from everything. So, where was I at? Not only was it a residence, but it was a fortress at the same time. So it's still a fortress now.
Okay.
The castle was built. It's still used as a fortress, but it's also used as a residence. So it's got two purposes now. Divide it up. Divide and conquer. That's what we do here. This is what the Scottish do.
Metal.
Metal. So.
We
love metal shit in this podcast. So it was mostly used as a military garrison. So it means that it was a station for their military. To protect like the surrounding area, so like their military would stay on the castle or on the castle grounds to protect Edinburgh and its surrounding area.
Okay.
So Edinburgh, from what I could tell, was a pretty decent sized place, so it makes sense that they would be on top of a volcano to overlook the city. The military makes sense. So the castle was taken over by the English. Fun little fact, between 1296 and 1341 on two different occasions. So it wasn't like they were there the entire time. They were, once they took it over in 1296, and then they got kicked out, and then in 1341 they took it over again.
Damn.
Because during this time, there was different, if you're in American history class, sometimes it gets glossed over. different countries had different kings and queens. So I know for a fact that Scotland and the British were fighting a lot, because at that time Scotland wasn't really like a part of it, because you know it's branched off anyways. Yeah. So that was kind of like a constant war. It's kind of like a constant thing. It was like, oh, back and forth. I want the land. No, I want the land. Okay, guys. Peace and harmony. But anyways. It was never taken by force. It was always taken by siege. Meaning it was never like, this is mine, and then they fight over it. It was like, there's too many people, we cannot fight against this.
Yeah.
Oh well. Oops. So
yeah.
Yeah, but during time the Scots did eventually get their castle back from the English, because Scots rule. Scots are metal. So it's also known to be home of Mons Meg. And I'm going to see if you can guess what Mons Meg is. Think Mons... about what kind of weapons they used back in the day.
Mons Meg. Mons Meg.
Mons... It's a big weapon.
Is it like a scythe?
No, it's bigger.
A mace?
No, it's bigger.
A cannon?
It's a big ass cannon. It's so big. They have this big ass cannon called Mons Meg. It has a name. That's how iconic it is. I love this cannon. It's my new friend. It doesn't know yet. It was gifted to the castle by King James VI, who later was the King of England. So that's a big deal. Yeah. He was like, you know what? I don't like the people that are trying to take over your place anyways. They're trying to take over my place too. I'm going to give you a cannon to help you out. That's pretty much what it was. So this cannon weighs 7 tons.
That's not bad.
He's massive.
That was a good voice.
She's massive. It fires cannonballs that are about 300 pounds. And it has to use 150 pounds of gunpowder. Just to launch it. It's great. It's not too much. It's great. Fantastic. So what they would do is that multiple people had to lift this 300-pound cannonball, put it in this cannon, fire in the hole, pow, cannonballs blast. But then they had to turn around and go grab it.
Excuse me?
I want everybody to imagine it's big. You're on this inactive volcano. We're gonna say it's inactive right now because God heaven forbid. And you just see you're in battle, and all of a sudden you see this huge 300-pound cannonball barreling down your way, boom, and then ground is like, you know, earth is exploding everywhere. But then you just see these little people running down the side.
They didn't have extra balls. Okay, that sounded weird.
They probably did, but in the middle of battle, you eventually run out and you want them back. So you're going to go back and get them. I will say, though, they were probably pretty strong, the people who were dedicated to that job anyway. So they could probably get the job done and do it back and forth. But
fair enough.
I just love that part so much. It was like one of my favorite parts.
That's metal as fuck. Shooting a cannonball. And then going and get the cannonball and carrying it back.
And the reason why I fangirl so much about it is because of just how how big it is. The reason why they got the cannon, it wasn't just like they obtained it or made it. They were gifted the cannon. And then they like went into explicit detail of like what the process was of using the cannon. It wasn't just like, oh, here's a cannon, and they named it Mons Bank. No, they like every video I saw, they explicitly went into detail on what they did with the cannon and how they received to use it and how they like got the cannonballs back. And I was like, I've got to mention this. This is too iconic. It's too great. So between the 17th century and the 18th century, so we're going forward a little bit. This castle was home to war prisoners. So not only your face. Audio listeners, he just like basically half rolled his eyes. He just went up. He's just like, oh god. So not only was it a residence to royals of past, and not only was it a fortress to the military of Scotland, it was also used as a prison, or fun old times, it's referred to as the dungeon. So they had a literal dungeon for their war prisoners.
I got a question. Do you think that this place is haunted?
No. I don't think so. This is not a paranormal podcast. This is a history podcast. Get your mind right, okay?
Sponsored by historychannel.com.
Could you imagine?
Totally not.
If I'm going to get a sponsorship, it's going to be from the Travel Channel, because they're known for getting all of the paranormal people in. And that's where I would love to be one day. But right now, this is where we are.
on my YouTube channel, hashtag.
Hashtag Travel Channel.
Hashtag, tag Zach Bagans in the comments, even though he doesn't.
If I ever get to talk to that man personally about the paranormal,
I'll die happy. I know it's random.
I just want to know.
I've never talked to Zach or DM'd Zach or talked to Zach in any shape, way, or form. Mm-hmm. But my most viewed YouTube video on my channel is me reviewing the Demon House.
I know.
And it has 100,000 views. You know he knows that I exist.
At least somewhere in like the back of his subconscious. Exactly. He's like, who's that guy? So Every now and again, it's like a blip second.
Yeah. In other words,
he just flashes your face in his brain. Who's that guy?
Edinburgh Castle. Back on topic.
Edinburgh Castle. We can do a rant at the end. It's fine.
Yes.
So it was, it kept war prisoners. We love war prisoners. They were taken during the Seven-Year War. The American Revolution. Mm-hmm. Yep, you do. The American Revolution.
I know about that too.
I'd hope. I really would. I really would hope. At the very least. The American Revolution and the Civil War. At least memorize those two.
Civil War.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Okay. And the Napoleonic War. I'm pretty sure I mispronounced that. Napoleonic War. So that's in Europe. But the fun fact of it all was that it was used during the American Revolution.
Okay.
So I was like, okay. I don't know which kind of prisoners of which side they took it, but you know, it's still cool.
Yeah.
You know, either way. These prisoners were usually from the British side. That's what I did find out, but they could have taken in other people. I don't really know. It really just said mostly it was the British. So, fun fact of the day. Facts. To honor these wars, they dedicated a building on the castle grounds called Scottish National War Memorial. So this is a building that's there today. Like, you can go see it.
Okay.
It's called the Scottish National War Memorial. This is where they dedicate certain areas to certain Scottish regiments during certain wars. One video that I saw on YouTube, I think it's like the first video that pops up when you type in Edinburgh Castle. They hammered in on like World War One. So this castle did see World War One,
and they actually had like dedicated spots for World War One Scottish regiments.
Okay.
But also it had a little monument for World War One that actually touches the volcanic rock. So there's some certain parts in the castle where some of the actual rock is exposed in one of the monuments for World War One for the Scottish soldiers who lost their lives in the war. It sits right on top of that exposed rock. I recommend That's people awesome. To go Google that or go find that video because it looks really cool.
Imagine it's a statue like, of yourself implanted inside a molten lava.
That's so cool. It's cool. And it really looks like hardened. It is hard magma. It's volcanic rock, but you can see like the formation. It doesn't look like a rock. You can tell it's volcanic rock.
Yeah.
It's really cool. And it's this beautiful like chest looking statue. It's really pretty. Y'all just need to go look it up. It's very gorgeous, and I think it very well commemorates what they wanted to put across. It's a beautiful memorial. It also houses a Scottish military museum. So not only does it have the memorial, it has a museum. So you can go into this museum, and it covers literally the history of Scottish wars. Just pretty much almost all of them.
Damn.
So not only does it have the memorial, it has a museum.
I want to go.
So if you're not into ghosts, which I don't know why you'd be here if you weren't into the paranormal, you can actually just go and see their war stuff. Like, because it was, this castle had such an impact during their war times that, I mean, it just makes sense why there's a museum and a memorial there. It's really neat. The pictures are really pretty.
So we've already talked about wars, the wife of a king dying, war prisoners, all taking place in an old castle that was seen multiple wars other than that.
Yep.
I love
and that's
it.
That's just the negative side. There's a bunch of positive sides. Like they have a dedicated ground area that was made for parades back in the day, like during the reign of kings and queens. There's like a dedicated like courtyard for that. There's a bunch. I could have done easily 10 pages just on the history of Edinburgh Castle, but I didn't. It could have been really easy for me, but I didn't. There's a lot of really fun facts, not only just for like the facts of thinking why it's haunted. There's a lot of like really cool architectural stuff about it. So if anybody's into architecture, I recommend looking up the architectural history on it. It's very interesting. It's very
I may do that. Like I love like how Edinburgh looks, like the old like buildings and the erosion. It's so nice.
It's very, very, very nice. Speaking of architecture, nice little segue I had there. See what I did? Outside of its entranceway. So there is like a little bridge and there's like a entrance, like a really big entrance. There's two statues of two men. One of them is King Robert the Bruce. If nobody knows who that is, you need to look him up because he has a huge impact on Edinburgh Castle. Huge, huge impact. But the second man, this one I didn't know and I about shit bricks. The second person is William Wallace. Do you know who William Wallace is?
I'm trying to like dig deep in my head.
I hope people are screaming right now. If nobody knows who William Wallace is, I'm disappointed.
William Wallace. There's nothing that pops into my head, no.
Have you ever heard of the name Braveheart?
There's a movie about that, right?
Yeah. Very popular movie.
I've never seen or read any books about it. I know old Braveheart, but I don't.
Shit. Trevor.
I'm sorry.
You uncultured swine.
I know.
Go watch the movie Braveheart. Go look up who Braveheart is. William Wallace. They have a beautiful statue of King King Robert. And then they have William Wallace. William Wallace did a lot of like stuff for Edinburgh Castle too. A lot of protective stuff, and a lot of his battles and everything took place around that area, so that's why they have a statue of him. I didn't even know they had a statue of Braveheart. It's so cool. Okay, everybody, you know, if you don't know who Braveheart is, look him up. Real dude. So cool. It's not just a movie, guys. It's a real deal thing. So cool. It is also home to the country's crown jewels, properly named Honours of Scotland. So this was for, if nobody knows what the crown jewels are, for my American friends. And they were basically royal ornaments that were worn by the monarchy during the times of ceremonies. So if there was a big ceremony going on, and this is during the time of like royal residencies. So like when kings and queens stayed there and stuff, it honed the country's jewels. They were like literal jewels. Well, they call them ornaments, but they're jewelry. And they were worn by the monarchy to show their importance in the society and ceremony and so on and so forth. But it houses, this castle houses those.
Okay. I'm guessing they're like, I'm guessing they're presented in like a museum-esque way.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Okay.
Today, nice. Today you would see it like that. But back in the day, it was that place, that place. Yeah. It's the real deal. It holds it. It holds the crown jewels. You don't fuck with that place. All right, guys, are you ready?
Thanks for watching. Okay.
No.
We're kidding.
It's now time to get into the hauntings. So
let's go.
Let's go. I found a few ghosts with some history with them, just like a little glimpse history with them, which is kind of a rare thing because I was kind of expecting it to be like short and sweet and to the point kind of type deal.
Yeah.
Being like, oh, well, there's like a a white lady, you know, or like
three mysterious children,
a man with a ball cap on, you know, like things like that.
Yeah. A demon named Damien.
A demon named Damien. Damien. Oh my God, our friend Damien's there.
Yeah.
I didn't know he lives there. It's one of his like 100 million homes.
Yeah.
I get it now. I'll hit him up later. I'll be like, dude, I didn't know you lived there. So one story goes. And this is kind of sad. It's kind of sad.
We're in the paranormal.
Well,
all sad.
Yeah. It could be we could be talking about murder, but it's not murder. It just
I kept the face as long as I could.
People who are watching on YouTube is like, Trevor is a clone and he glitched out and now he doesn't realize what he's doing and he's in a zone and he's receiving messages from the government right now. So he's trying to figure out, the government's like, okay, we have to kill her. And we don't know what we're gonna do. So you couldn't even
that hurt my eyes.
You couldn't even keep a straight face. So I'm really trying not to like scream laugh. Okay, so a piper, and do you know what a piper is? Yes, like no, maybe
the instrumental flute dude.
No, it's a bagpipe.
No, like the piper sings on the trumpet to alert people. That's what he
yes.
used to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But he used bagpipes. So Scotland. We're in Scotland. Remember. Bagpipes. Fair we don't enough. Use little flutes. Fair. We use big bagpipes and kilts, okay? Okay. Sorry. One story goes is that a piper disappeared on the castle grounds without a trace hundreds of years ago.
Okay.
Now, this is, I'm not talking like 3,000, I'm talking hundreds. So this, the castle's been there and everybody knows it's old as fuck already. And this is like 1300s.
Okay. Like,
actually, it may have been later on than that. So like, it's an old place still. They were like, man, this place is old as fuck. So Edinburgh Castle is built on top of tunnels. So there's it makes sense, right? Like it was a fortress. Like it's gonna have tunnels. So underneath the foundation, there's a bunch of tunnels. So these tunnels ran from the castle of Holyrood Palace. So there's a palace, it ran to Holyrood Palace. and that's the bottom of the Royal Mile. Now the Royal Mile is like kind of like a stretch of road, kind of like a path, kind of like a big famous pathway, okay, is what I like to call it, and Edinburgh Castle is a part of it.
Okay.
So it's kind of like these tunnels run from the Holyrood Palace to the castle.
Gotcha.
On the Royal Mile. So, but it wasn't discovered for a long time. But when it was discovered, the entrance was really small. Only a boy could fit in it.
Okay. So,
pipers back in the day were usually young boys. So they got a piper to go into the tunnel. They were like, we need to see where this tunnel goes. So they sent a piper boy in. He had his bagpipes. He's playing. The people above the ground could hear him. So what they did was, as he was playing the bagpipes, he would walk down the tunnel and they would follow him. They could hear him good enough to follow where he was going to see where exactly the tunnels were going. Well, all of a sudden they stop. He just stops playing. It wasn't like he was taking a breath or having a break. He just stopped. He stopped playing. They're like, oh shit. Fuck, what do we do? So they try to see if they can get into the tunnels and they can't. These people who like discovered the place. I'm not really sure who the people were. It may have been like groundskeepers who were there or people who were residing there at the time. I couldn't really get an exact date.
Okay.
But he just kind of stopped playing and people were like, oh shit. So they went back to where he exactly was, where it stopped, and where it suddenly stopped was at Tron Kirk, which was a church on the which is a church on the Royal Mile. They couldn't get him out. Obviously,
yeah,
it was too dangerous for anybody to go in the tunnels. So the city council at the time, and that's what makes me think it's not really 3,000 years ago or anything like that, makes me think it's a little more recent times.
Yeah,
is because they had a city council. So the city council ordered to close the tunnels up. They were like, we can't get them. Obviously, it's dangerous. We don't need anybody else going in there. Tunnels sealed up. To this day, they say that they still hear bagpipes coming up from underground. So like you could be walking somewhere along the Royal Mile and you just hear bagpipes.
That's awesome.
Isn't that cool? It's sad, but it's kind of cool.
Yeah. It's like the feeling of like talking about Della Barnes.
Yeah. So it's kind of like Della Barnes where it was like, it's really, really tragic.
Yeah.
But the paranormal that comes out of it is kind of, it's kind of pretty neat.
It's kind of pretty cool.
Another story along with a piper is a headless drummer boy.
Okay.
So there's two boys here. One is the piper, one's a headless drummer boy. Nobody knows why he's headless. Nobody knows.
Okay.
They see him a lot in the dungeon, which is suspected where he might have died, but he's seen pretty much everywhere on the castle grounds. But a lot of encounters that I saw was in the dungeon. Now, I'm not sure why in the dungeon because of what I found, but for some reason they see him a lot in the dungeon. That's just kind of where I saw a lot of...
If his spirit appears as headless and no one knows why or has proof of why, I wonder if that's like some type of like evil entity tricking someone.
I don't know. And I'll tell you why in a minute that I don't know if that's really the case. I really do think it's a real boy. And I'll tell you, okay. I'll tell you why. So it is said that in 1650, the spirit of a drummer boy was seen wandering around the castle grounds, beating a really old drum. And it is known that when this boy would start beating on the drum, it was like a warning sign. every time people would see the boy and hear his drum, a battle would start or some kind of endangerment to the castle would come. Okay. And it usually happened would happen right away. So his first sighting was in 1650. So we don't know when he died, but his first sighting was in 1650. Now in 1650, Oliver Cromwell and his army, before they were about to siege and battle, they saw this boy. So before they really knew that a battle was about to happen, they saw him, and then the battle happened. And then from there on out, before a battle would happen or before anybody was about to attack the castle, they would see and hear the headless drummer boy. So you see where I'm saying, like,
yeah,
it doesn't make sense if it is a demon, because a demon's like, I don't give a fuck if your guys are gonna go kill each other, I'm going to endorse it. I'm gonna sit there and mess it all up. But he's like bearing a warning sign. He's like warning people, he's like, get ready.
I wonder if didn't back in the old days when war was about to start, whenever someone was about to attack a fortress, the people who were in front of the army would have, like, they would have pipes and music and drums.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this was a drummer from, like, the enemy team that died on the land.
And that could have been. It could have been. Or, but either way, he still bears a warning sign.
Yeah, like, that's, it's odd. It's odd.
Because, no, and even back before 1650, drummers were, and people who did music were usually young boys.
Yeah.
They were young. Way too young to be in war. War shouldn't even be a thing anyways, but they were really, really young. So yeah, they would be put, instead of on weapons that they couldn't even really handle, they would make them play music in warning of to their enemies, being like, hey, we're fucking coming for you. Boom. Even when they were like secretly about to jump in for attack,
yeah,
there was always music playing. It was always kind of like, boom, here we are. So,
interesting.
So, it's very interesting. There is also a gray lady, not a lady in white, a gray lady. She's referred to as the gray lady.
Okay.
So she roams along all over the castle grounds. So just like all the other spirits here, she is a main one that roams everywhere. She is said to roam the grounds with grace, followed by a knocking sound. The sound is said to be hammering of workmen nailing the scaffolding where she was eventually burned alive. So,
damn.
People believe this is a woman named Janet Douglas, the Lady of Glamis. Janet was very high status, very high stature. Her brother, along with her father, George Douglas, aka the Master of Angus, I didn't do too much research of who he was or anything. He fled the country, they both did, in order of King James V. Another fun fact I found out was that George Douglas married King James V's mother, who was named Margaret as well. And I almost thought there for a while, I was like, is this the same Margaret that died in the castle? And it's not. Because I thought there for a second it was, and I was like, okay, that doesn't make sense. Because she was widowed. It was like widowed Margaret. And I was like, gotcha. This doesn't make sense because she died before his. It is a different Margaret, because I was really confused there for a while. Besides the point, that's not the fact. They fled the country. They were like exiled by King James V. He ended up accusing Janet for communicating with her brother and her father, along with witchcraft. So he, and of course, this is during the time, this is 1573, so it was during the time of the witch trials. We've done an episode on that. Shout yes. out.
Two episodes.
So we did one for America and we did one for Europe. Scotland, of course, as I said before in a previous episode, played a big part in the witch trials. She's one of the victims.
Okay.
She's not a well-known victim. The only reason she's quote-unquote kind of known is because of her ghost, is because of her spirit on the castle grounds. So there was no really true evidence that she was even communicating with her brother and her father. It was just one of those things. She was like, I'm too high status. I really don't need to be communicating with people who were exiled from the country. But for some reason, the king had it out for her. And the only evidence they ever really got was the guards, his guards basically were like torturing and beating the shit out of her house staff. And until they would just confess. They were like, yes, she does witchcraft and she's good. She's talking to her family. Yeah. Like, you know, torture's a big thing during this time period. It's not nice. So, unfortunately, since, you know, it was during a king reign and her house staff was literally tortured into giving evidence, even if it was a lie or fake or whatever, she was executed July 17th of 1573. So it is during that time of the witchcraft executions, horrible, nasty, gross, and she was burned alive at the stake. Damn. They say right after, like literally next day, they saw a gray lady roaming around the castle grounds. So she was executed there, and then they saw her there. So she's seen kind of like a gray, as like kind of gray. Not really sure explicitly why gray, but she is known to be seen through the color gray. Like her appearance is very gray.
Oh.
She usually is just wandering around the castle grounds, sobbing, followed by the knocking sounds. I suspect it's just her trying to haunt the shit out of people who did her wrong so many years ago. Don't blame her.
Yeah.
That's really all I got about her. During this time, I saved kind of the best for last.
Okay.
This one's not funny, but kind of is funny. It's morbid. It really is morbid. It's really bad, but you'll see. It's weird.
Okay, we got so about 10 minutes left.
We got about 10 minutes.
Yeah. Okay.
So during the time of Edinburgh holding prisoners, there was only one fate that really struck out on one prisoner really harshly. Now, Edinburgh's dungeon wasn't all unicorns and butterflies and rainbows. There was a lot of torture that happened in Edinburgh's dungeon. And one prisoner was like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. So, like, he hid. Okay, sorry, it's really gross. He hid in a dung barrel. So
a shit bucket.
He hid a shit bucket, a massive shit bucket, thinking maybe he was gonna get wheeled out. He was like, okay, I'm gonna hide in the dung barrel. They're gonna wheel me out and I'm free, baby. I'm free. I'll just sit in this shit for a little while and I'm free. Well, he didn't know how they got rid of the waste. Unfortunately, when the time came to dispose of the waste.
Did he get burned to death?
No.
Okay.
No, he didn't.
Okay, keep going then.
They weren't that efficient back in the day. You know the term of where people would just throw their shit in the streets, like back in the day, they would just throw their waste in the streets.
Yeah.
Kind of like this, but like on an extreme level. So when it was time to dump the waste, remember that the castle sits on a really high volcano, an active volcano? They dumped the waste on the side of that. Volcano Edge.
Nice.
So as they were dumping it, he fell out and met his end at the rocks below. He fell over 400 feet to the bottom below with shit. So he he hid in shit for probably days. It was probably days.
Yeah.
And then when he was like, oh yeah, they're reeling me out, they dump him out and he just crashes. Falls with a pile of shit.
That's shitty.
Yep. So it is said today that you know he's around when he's pushing you away, like from the battlements. It says the battlements. I assume it means like the dungeon and everything yeah. like that. You feel like a force pushing you away, but you also, I put, it's followed by a foul smell. You smell shit. You can nice. Feel a force push on you and you just smell like nasty shit.
Fuck yeah. That's yeah. the main reason I want to go to Ed.
Trevor's like, I'm ready to go catch the shit ghost.
Who wouldn't be?
So that fuck concludes.
Fuck the great lady. Fuck the Piper. I want the shit ghost.
I want the shit goes. That concludes my research on Edinburgh Castle.
All right. We have a Piper that got stuck in some tunnels. We had a headless drummer. Mm-hmm. We had the gray lady, and we have the shit ghost.
The shit ghost.
Did the shit ghost like have a name? Did he have a name?
An article that I found called the Edinburgh Live, shout out, where I got most of my information from.
Yeah.
They referred to him as the dung ghost or the dung spirit because he doesn't have a name. So they deemed him as the dung ghost or the dung spirit. But to us, he is the shit ghost.
I am naming him Chad. Because no one liked Chad.
Chad. His name is Chad. Chad. The shit ghost. Sorry to anybody who's named Chad.
Yeah. If your name is Chad, we love you, but this is funny. So just hang with us, okay?
You're not that Chad. You're not that your Chad. Own special Chad. Exactly. You're not the shit ghost Chad.
Exactly. There's a huge obvious difference, whether you can see it or not.
There's a huge difference. So yeah. I suspect that there is probably more than just those four ghosts.
Yeah.
I assume that that dungeon, just the dungeon alone, is yeah. haunted as fuck.
Yeah.
I am sure that if you go down there, it's like any kind of classical prison, but it's a dungeon. There's yeah. a difference, guys. There's a difference. You just hear a bunch of like, I'm sure you hear like moans and creaks and footsteps and rattles. And I'm sure you hear all kinds of shit. But those were the four main ghosts that people see a lot.
Gotcha.
So that is my take on the Edinburgh Castle.
Alrighty.
I had to do a Scotland episode, guys.
This is fun. This is fun.
You're welcome.
Like, I'm tired. I'm exhausted. But this like cheered me up.
Good, that was awesome. I'm so glad.
Like, now I just want to go to Google Images and look up fucking cemeteries. Oh, and I don't know if this is a fact or not, but so supposedly the oldest cemetery and crypt in the world is in Edinburgh. No proof of that.
Really?
No, that's what I hear. That's just what I hear. But we can do some research on that soon, or I can, but yeah.
There was a lot of, like, sub-articles about Edinburgh and Castle Rock, but of course I was more focused about that castle itself yeah. instead of Castle Rock and Edinburgh. I'm sure there's so much shit. Maybe we'll revisit this. Yes. Maybe we'll revisit
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Edinburgh, shout out. Love you.
Yes.
I want to visit you one day.
Yes. Same.
My theories are that that place is haunted as fuck.
Same.
Would love to stay the night there.
Same.
Would love to talk same. To Chad. I would love to talk same. To Chad. You're like, yes, yes, I would love that. Yes, I would love that. I have some tea with the gray lady, but I just want to thank everybody for listening.
Yes.
If you've made it this far through our tangents and all, yes. through my mispronunciations.
Well, what's new?
What's new? We endorse everything.
Yes.
Follow us on social media, Instagram, We The Haunted, Twitter, We The Haunted.
Yes.
If you have a personal story you want to tell us, or if you got a suggestion, email us at wethehauntedpodcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
Please give us 5 stars and a comment on Apple Podcasts.
Yes.
Subscribe. Please subscribe.
Yes.
I like seeing everybody, like everybody who's new coming in. If you're on YouTube, please like, please subscribe to Trevor. Soon we'll have a YouTube channel dedicated for the podcast, but for right now it's on his channel. Please leave a comment on the video. Please.
Yes.
If it's about me mispronouncing everything, if it's if it's a suggestion on a new place.
And also, one viewer that's been commenting on basically every one of my videos and our episodes, I just want Annie, I see you, I love you. You're even in my live streams when I do my live streams, like once in the blue moon. Annie, we love you. Thank you for interacting
with us.
Thank you. Thank you. But yes, this has been episode 14 of We The Haunted. I am Trevor Haunted Faith, and we also have
Lily, the one and only.
Hell yeah. Spirit fingers.
We'll talk Spirit to you fingers.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye, ghouls. Bye.
I'm keeping that in.